As we hear in the gospel reading these Beatitudes, it is often, as we think about them, the idea that obviously we don't all have all of these things. And yet maybe we have one or two. We look at the different saints and we see how we could say, well, this saint was really good at this, or that one was really good at that, or whatever it might be. And then we listen to that first reading, and we hear about some of the early Christians and what they had to endure for the Lord. And then we look back at these Beatitudes, and we have to be able to say, these people had them all. And so we have to ask ourselves if that were the case for us. What would happen if there was a persecution? Our things were confiscated. We were put out. We were homeless, wandering about aimlessly, wherever it might be, hiding in caves and holes in the ground or wherever it might be, some being martyred, some being thrown in prison, some recognizing that the gift that they were being given was such that they didn't even want to give it up. They would rather suffer and they would rather die because they knew that there was something greater that awaited them. And so we listen to that, and again we ask ourselves, what would we do? So we come back and we say, blessed are the poor in spirit. They joyfully accepted the confiscation of their goods. Could you do that? Ask yourself what would happen if the government decided to come in because you're Catholic, they're going to take all your stuff. You're going to say, praise the Lord, let me get the door for you. It's like, no, most of us, that's not what's going to be coming out of our mouths, and we're certainly not going to be offering to help. Are we really poor in spirit? These people were. Blessed are the meek. Meekness is the opposite of anger. St. Paul doesn't say that these people lashed out. He doesn't say that they were screaming at their persecutors. He says that they accepted it. Could we? That's a hard thing to think about, to be at peace internally if all of these things are happening. And yet that's what these people did. Blessed are they who mourn. Not a natural kind of mourning, like not poor me. Look, they took all my stuff away. Isn't that sad? But rather mourning for the sins that are going on in the world and recognizing that we actually have a participation in the work of our Lord in helping to be able to overcome these sins and their effects. As we know, the blood of martyrs is the seedbed of Christians. And so it's only through the suffering that people are going to have conversions, that they're going to turn around. Are we willing to be able to mourn in that way because of the offenses that these people are committing against God? And in the midst of that, to pray for their conversion, to offer the sufferings and so on for the good of the people who are causing them. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for justice. That's righteousness. These people desired holiness. And because they desired holiness, God gave them an opportunity that was truly extraordinary. And they accepted it. When St. Teresa of Avila tells us that there are many people who will make it to the fourth mansion out of seven, but hardly anyone will make it through the fourth mansion, the reason given is because they are unwilling to accept the sufferings that are necessary to be purified in that mansion. So if God is giving us the opportunity to be purified and grow in holiness, are we willing to accept it? Are we going to fight it? Are we going to say no to God? Because we don't want that. We'd rather have whatever than to have God, than to have greater union with God. Blessed are the merciful. These people were merciful. They were forgiving. They prayed for their persecutors. Once again, we look at that and ask ourselves, does that sound like us? There was a Jewish man in one of the concentration camps that all the people would come to be able to seek counsel, because this man was so much at peace. And it was because he was able to forgive. He watched as his wife and children were gunned down right in front of him. And he was able to forgive those Nazis who did that to his family. And he was able to be at peace, not because he obviously liked what they were doing or agreed with it, but he was able to work his way through that and stay at peace. And the people saw that. And they came to him because they weren't at peace and they were trying to find that peace. And here was somebody who had it. And the only way is through prayer, but through that mercy that he understood, as he had received mercy from God, he had to extend that to others. That's what he did. Blessed are the pure of heart, the clean of heart. Are we purely seeking the Lord? Because if we are, then the other stuff just gets in the way. And it isn't going to bother us too much if it's gone, because we know that God has something even greater. Blessed are the peacemakers. Once again, we see these people are not lashing out. They're at peace. And they're helping others to be at peace. Can we do that in the midst of the struggles that are coming? Are we able, are we willing to be able to do that, to stay at peace, to keep our focus on the Lord? It's the only way that that can happen. Blessed are those who suffer persecution. Well, it's coming. So the question is, how are we going to handle it? Is it going to be blessing, or is it going to be anything but? It's a question of how we deal with it. And blessed are you when they persecute you and speak all these things falsely. Well, again, that's what these people did. St. Paul told us, even the ones, like he's obviously talking about Samson, he's talking about some of the Old Testament saints, but he said it was all done for Christ. Can't we do the same? So we see what these people in the early church did. And they fulfilled all of these beatitudes simultaneously. Perhaps God's giving us an opportunity to be able to look at that in our own lives. Yes, maybe we're really good at one or two of them and not so good at the others. Maybe we're going to have an opportunity to really look at that, to put them into practice. That, again, can only happen if we're preparing through prayer, if we're spiritually prepared. Doesn't mean this is going to be easy. Doesn't mean we're going to be jumping up and down for joy. But it means if we can continue to go back to prayer, we can stay at peace. We can even be joyful in the midst of it all. And that's what the other people are going to need. Somebody who can help them. Somebody who can point them in the right direction. Somebody that they can see is well-founded and rooted in Christ. And from that, they can be too. That's what people are going to need. That's what we're going to need. So the only way is Jesus. And look at that. He made them saints through their circumstances. Not in one or two little ways. In all of those ways. And he can do the same for us. Dominus vobiscum.